caregivers are most at risk for a future di dementia diagnosis if it's a family-related caregiver. And so part of helping caregivers to build up their own health, being thoughtful about their own health, reducing their stress and all of those sorts of things means that potentially reduce their risk for developing dementia in the future. And then it also means, like, my big goal is being able to keep people at home, or what we call aging in place, as long as possible. So the more that you have a caregiver that is, like, well adjusted emotionally, socially, have the supports that they need, they can take care of folks in the community, you know, longer. And that's, you know, it's better on the system. It's less expensive for your family to take care of you at home than it is for somebody to go to an assisted living facility or to a nursing home. And it's better socially and emotionally for that family unit, you know, to be able to continue as a family unit for, you know, as long as possible. But then, of course, you know, there comes a point where you have to have transitions, you know, and so we want to make those transitions as smooth as possible. But when you support caregivers, you're supporting the persons that, you know, need to be cared for. I think that it just really highlighted the importance of being able to have technology as a means to connect people. I think that where there was maybe some hesitancy for different groups of caregivers to engage with technology, that has become, you know, it's at the forefront now, you know. We went from people questioning how we could engage technology and whether everybody could get connected to, like, being pretty sure that, like, you know, for much of our target populations, we can use technology effectively. And I think for me, that's part of the reason that this app is, we're trying to keep it simple.